Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, hello, everybody. And guess what, Jim? Guess what?
What, Deborah?
It's TGIF, and we have our Friday show starting.
Holy goat urine. All right, what do we got, Deborah?
Hey, everybody. Glad to be with you. Deborah Lee here, your psychic love doctor. Today, tomorrow, always. How's that? I think that kind of has a ring to it.
It is truth.
Yeah, and I've got Jimbo Baggins here with me who kind of runs.
I exist.
He runs the show.
Runs the show. I try to keep it running is more like it.
Yeah, he does.
I don't run shit.
He is your host there on Facebook Live, where we are live streaming on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page. So please feel welcome to pop in there if you'd like, see us in action and, you know, meet some of our other regulars. Also to you blog talkers, thank you for being with us. We are able to see on our tracking that so many of you are from around the world. That really, we are so grateful to every single one of you, whether you're here in the good old USA or you are across the pond or the other side of the world, we're just glad to have you with us. So we are going to be giving personal prophecy readings. This is what the introduction was describing, where I'm using nothing but an ordinary deck of playing cards, the method that my grandmother taught me. And I want you all to be aware that it's not tarot, not oracle cards, not any of the other wonderful systems that are out there. And I have nothing against any of them, but I want you to know that I have completely focused only on this method that my grandmother taught me. So I'm always worried that another philosophy might kind of bleed into what she had given me as the foundation and the fundamentals of this method, okay? So now I'm going to turn it over to our good friend here, Jimbo, and he's going to tell you how to have a very successful phone call reading with me.
I am. First of all, I want to remind everybody this show is for informational, and entertainment purposes only, which is our opening disclaimer. And we would also like to know that, hang on here, I got to nail somebody to the cross, so to speak.
They don't know what you're, are you doing a human sacrifice? Or
I might be, and I don't want to reveal it. Now, we get, on the Facebook Live, we get the scammers that come in and try to
poach.
I don't even know what's poaching. They just bother everybody. They spam everybody in there that's watching the chat. It's terrible. If you're an international caller or viewer, let us know. We'll give you an international shout-out live on the air. And that's our little initial opening stuff. Now we got to talk about important stuff, which is like the phone call. That would be 515-602-9676. Yeah. That is the number you must call in on. And when you call in, because I test it every show, you'll get an automated recording thing telling you you're going on hold, and you can listen to the show while you wait. And if you hear the show, everything's working perfectly. I did. It's good. We sound good. We're clear. I see people's names on lists. Everything's working smooth. You're good. You're good to go, Daddy.
You don't really see their names.
I see, when I say name, I see phone numbers.
And they don't get kept in the system, so you know.
They don't get kept in the system, and they don't get kept in my brain. And I wouldn't know what to do with them anyway. But regardless, when we take your call, because you know what you're holding, you're bored, you're doing stuff, please do all of the following if you legally and safely can. Immediately switch off that speakerphone or Bluetooth. That's got to go if you can. You know, well, you hope you can. background noises and multitasking, stop all both of those things and put yourself in a good spot. Like if you're in your home, you know where your best cell phone reception is. If you do, if you're obviously, if you're driving, you can do what you got to do. And we say these things not because we're fussy. It's because your phone calls go through the normal cell stuff. Then it hits the Blog Talk Radio's website and it comes through their website to our computers and out our computer speakers. And there's a quality loss there. So if you're already starting out rough, it gets really bad on our end. So, and that will make it better for you, better for us, and better for the people on hold because your call will go better. All right. Folks that cannot call in, we have a plan for you. We have Facebook Messenger. You will messenger. We will messenger Deborah Lee when we open that door. So you have to be friends with Deborah Lee. Don't messenger the Psychic Love Doctor show. That will not work. All right, it's Deborah Lee. And these are going to be Facebook Live folks typically. I put the information in here. But you'll see the how it's spelled, Deborah Lee spelled. So you'll be able to, if you have to add her, just let us know. You're adding her on the fly right now. She has the machine right in front of her. She can accept your friend request. Just remember, the big stipulation is do not messenger us until we actually formally announce that that time is now, because that thing don't got no damn automatic hold system. It's free. It's free software messenger. So we'd have to hang up on you. We don't want to do that. And tonight, a little West Side Story for you, right?
Yes.
We are going to be doing your Rebel card reading tonight. Yeehaw! Where's my yeehaw?
Oh no.
Oh, it's right in front of my face. Yeehaw! That sound means we're getting ready to do a Rebel card reading, and it means your session with Deborah Lee is over.
Over.
Not almost over. Not soon to be over. Not, hey, I got to get a couple quick questions in. That's a negative, Ghost Rider. It's over. You're about to get a Rebel card, and then we got to move on to the next caller or the next messenger person. That's just them's just the rules. If you would like more dedicated one-on-one personal time, that's where you go to the psychiclovedoctor.com website and can arrange a personal reading. It's one-on-one. It's just you, her, all the questions you want to your heart's content for the amount of time you reserve. I think we have covered it all, and I believe it is time to go to numero uno cala. After, let me update my list real quick, and then we will take... We're going to area code 203, Connecticut, 203. Welcome to the show.
Well, hello there, and welcome to our Friday show. And who is on the phone with us?
Hi, Deborah and Jimbo. It's Pat and Chance.
Of course it is.
Hello, the two of you.
We always have to ask, because sometimes, well, a lot of times we're wrong.
Yes. So how are you doing this Friday evening?
What's happening?
I'm pretty good. Chance, but he's talking to you.
Oh, okay. I hear it.
People talking.
Quiet.
Yes. Okay.
All right. So what would you like to discuss for your reading?
So I'm going to talk to you about the hypnotist, which I saw yesterday, Deborah, but not so much my the process as this guy. It was absolutely fascinating having a conversation with him. I'd love to be friends with him at some point. I also would love my son to work with him.
Oh,
but,
good.
Just curious what you pick up on this guy.
All right. Give me a moment here. Oh, I neglected to mention to everybody that I don't do just a random draw of a few cards. I'm going to put out a full 24-card layout for each and every one of you, which is what I would do if we were meeting in a private session. Of course, here during the show, you only get one question because, you know, we have.
Or you can ask a couple, but you need to ask them kind of together.
Yeah.
And then she can do it in the one. She can't lay the card out more than once unless she messes up. We just ain't got the time. But then when I do my Rebel card, that's a one-carder. Because right, we're pretty much wrapping it up. You're wrapping, reading up, giving you a Rebel kick in the pants for the road, and then it's on to the next cola or messenger, folks.
Okay.
All right. Let me see. I'm updating my list, too, folks. If you think I'm not playing solitaire on my computer, I am keeping track of our list because Blog Talk Radio does list each and every person on hold. Doesn't always list them in the order they called, which is not fair. But it is what it is, you know. So I keep track, so the folks that are holding the longest go next. That's the way it goes. And if you ever drop off because of your cell phone or because of the internet, call right back. I mean, I can't put you back in the head of the spot in the line, but you'll be in line. Right. What do you got, Deb?
Well, what I got for you, Pat, is that this man is very much focused on helping you, and he really enjoyed your spirit. He enjoyed the time he shared with you. I see no reason that the two of you couldn't become friends. Depends on what his patient policies are, if he even has any, you know, to be able to have friendship with you. But it looks very congenial and like the two of you really connected. So I'm happy to hear that. And he's hoping you feel better too.
Yeah, it was interesting kind of hypnosis.
Was it?
Yeah, actually, I don't see you live on Facebook right now.
We are.
I wonder where we went.
Okay.
We're right here.
I'll keep looking.
Yeah, we're viewing it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll keep looking. We hit it off so well. I almost was hoping. I hope this isn't someone that you're going to be for a relationship. I mean, it would be a great friendship.
Yeah.
But
that's what I
have not.
Yeah, go ahead. I interrupted you.
I have not had an enjoyable conversation like this with anyone in years. I mean, he just, I don't want to sound egocentric, but he matched me. He matched my interests, my spiritual interests, my intellect. He's far brighter than I am as far as his acquired knowledge. But, I mean, it just was wonderful having a conversation with him.
Well, I'm glad it resonated so much with you, because there is a kindred sense between the two of you. It could even be like a past life reference. A lot of people believe or don't believe. I mean, we just often ponder it at my office, but we don't. I mean, I'm just seeing that there is a connection, and it appears very strong between the two of you.
Okay.
I think that it will do wonders for you. I love hypnosis. So therapeutic, so helpful in so many ways. Did you find that you were easily susceptible to the process?
Yeah, but this is very, I don't think this is a typical process. I don't talk unless I want to, and it's basically, he reads, he talks, and it's basically about forward thinking. It's focusing on what you want to create in your future. It's not going over old issues at all. I mean, you could, but that's not where he focuses this. So I think it's probably quite unusual for hypnosis. And honestly, I don't know if I'm going to get help through it in the things that I want to to come to him about. And on my way out, I said, you know, I wish my son would take a drive down to Connecticut where I live to see you. And he said, oh, I do Zoom.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you that, if he's available over the internet.
Which is amazing for hypnosis. And he's got amazing insight and professional understanding of what certain things can do to a body and mind. You know, the things that I've talked to you about, my son's issues. So I think, you know, he said, I've got some books I can give you that, you know, maybe he could read. Every way he reacted and what he responded with and what he came back with was just amazing.
Well, I'm really glad to hear that. And I'm looking around the rest of your cards, and I feel that one time you should try to give him another have another session with him.
I'm going.
Oh, good.
Yeah, well, I'm committed.
Maybe it's something you might be able to pick up and learn. You know, because there's going to become an opportunity that's going to become great with potential for you. That is something you will do from your home. Okay, and
he does give, and he will give sort of simple exercises to, you know, sort of put myself in my own trance and, you know, with a focus towards, you know, moving forward in my life and my goals. So I'm definitely going to commit to seeing him. He's got a sliding scale, which otherwise I couldn't do it.
Well, that's great.
Can I say to him, go ahead.
No, you tell me.
I'm going to give him feedback and just say, you know, I enjoy talking so much. Can I say, or is it too early to say, you know, I hope someday we could be friends because I just so enjoyed.
I think that he would be delighted to hear that.
Okay.
May as well put it out there. Right from the top. Okay. Oh, you did an angel sound. That's not the rebel. You're a rebel. Oh, there.
Yeah, that's so low. Nobody's going to hear it.
Oh, I don't know. I think they did.
Yeehaw! That's the volume we need. All right. The subject of your rebel card reading is you do you. Stop trying to change people. That stuff never works.
So I'm wondering what that's referencing.
Is it maybe the sun?
The sun, do you think?
I think maybe the sun. But remember, these rebel cards, they're not sugar-coated. So even... They're gonna be nasty about their subject. So that's the only thing I can think of.
Well, thank you so much, Pat. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, definitely.
We love hearing from you.
Indeed, caller number one.
And her cute little fur baby.
That's too low.
Oh.
I'll be contacting you to do a reading soon again.
All right, no problem. I'll be watching.
Absolutely.
All right, take
nice
care.
To talk to you guys.
Right. Have a good Friday.
Bye bye.
You too.
Oh, that's so cute. Dog bark.
Who let the dogs out? All right, let's go to our next caller because they're stacking. This is going to be area code 818 out in California. 818, welcome to the show.
Hello there, and who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Suzanne, and actually, I'm calling from Las Vegas.
Oh.
Yeah. Bouncing area codes. We got it.
Okay, Las Vegas.
Beautiful.
So, yeah.
We've talked with you before, have we? I'm thinking.
Yes.
Oh,
my God. I was trying to remember who was the person I talked to. And I've been calling and calling, and I couldn't remember your name. I'm so sorry. But
you don't have to apologize.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you found us.
I would recommend that you have, there's some ability to follow Blog Talk.
Where you'll get notified.
And then you'll be able to find, if you follow the show on Blog Talk, then you'll find out when we do other shows.
That's where I'm listening.
All right, so what you got cooking today? What do you need to know?
Yeah, what brings you to the show tonight?
Okay, let me remind you. Told you about my son and his wife, the things that she was doing, and my son was believing her.
Okay.
And even she accused me as if I hit the baby with a saucer, with a plate.
Are you about hitting the baby?
Uh-huh.
I remember this now.
Psycho.
Yes.
How are things going with that?
Horrible. Worse than ever.
Jeez.
So are they still together?
Together, and she's pregnant with the second child. 3 or 4 months pregnant. They aren't telling me, but... My son told me like only a week ago, but so it's been 4 months that I talked to you. After talking to you, like 2 months later, they came, and before they came, my son sent me a text message telling me that they were sorry, that the baby is missing me, he's missing me, and that his wife wanted to talk to me. So that's how it was. That's how I was thinking that they will come and they will apologize, everything will be okay. I was extremely happy. Yet they came and oh my God.
What would be your question?
Yeah, what would you like to
reading,
ask?
Hon?
Like a one-sentence question.
Yeah, so I'd like to know what's wrong with my son or what's happening to him? How come that he believes everything she's telling her and he is telling me that I'm the one who's lying. I'm the one who's not wanting her. I don't know. I'm so confused. I just cannot believe. I cannot believe.
She has him wrapped around her finger. Deb.
How?
Well, it's not like they use magic or spells. It's just it's sometimes some women have a certain type of personality where they can draw these guys in. And they believe, I'm your wife. You should be standing by me. You know, you're married to me. You're not married to your mother. You know, that they start working on them and chipping away at them. And after a while, they actually, like, brainwash them a little bit.
Well, what's happening there with your son is behind the scenes, she threatens him with divorce every turn, everything that happens, and that he'll never see his children again.
There you go, yep.
And so he is so torn because he loves you. You're his mother. He wants you in their lives. But I hate to say this. Well, maybe I don't hate to say this. The best thing that could possibly happen and it would be for your son to end up being able to be a free man but still have access to his children so that you can be a part of their lives. She's a very hateful, spiteful person that I see in these cards. There's like, it's as if she has no love in her heart. Just control and power.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that makes the most sense, you know.
It really does.
Because people were commenting, listening here, pretty much same thing I said, exactly. Sounds like the son is brainwashed or pee-whipped.
Yeah, well, I agree.
Yep.
But I think a lot of it is her threats.
Well.
And she's very cold-hearted. The way she's treating you, he's getting a lot of that, too. So I feel my heart goes out to him in these cards and to you because this is a really tragic situation with those children, with this shrew that he's married to. I wouldn't be surprised, though, that at some point, it might take a while, like some years, but I don't see them staying together. And once those children are old enough, they can speak for themselves in a court of law and say, we want to see our daddy and our grandma.
Just hard to nail down a time frame on something like that.
Yeah, I just feel it's good. To be years out.
Yeah.
But let me remind you just one more very important thing. This is my only child.
Yeah.
And I have nobody else in the United States. My only child. I have no relatives, nobody, none. And I've been so nice to her. I started thinking that she did something definitely on my son.
If you had a lot of money, she'd probably be your best friend. But that would be, yeah, she wants money. And I don't think that your son is living a happy life. This is unhappy for him. You know.
He told me that he's very happy with her. And when they were here, she was threatening to call the police on me in my own house. For what? Because I asked them to leave the baby for a few hours with me. I don't know. This is so bad, so bad. I cannot sleep. It seems that I'm going to lose my mind. Because
Maybe it's going to be my son's birthday.
After that, it's going to be my granddaughter's birthday. Then it's my birthday. I will not go to L.A. I will not. And if she comes here, she will not put her dirty feet in my house. But what am I going to do? Because when the new baby will arrive and I will not go there, that will be so bad for me.
Well,
my son will, but I will not. I will not. I can't.
You know, I have to say, you're giving her a lot of power over you and your son.
Yeah.
And someone, if he threatens with the police, if you've done nothing wrong, I would welcome the police.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I told her. But I don't know. My son is totally different, so brainwashed. He's like a zombie, so that's why I'm thinking that she has done something. That's the only thing that comes in my mind. That's all.
No.
My son was screaming at me, telling me.
Anyway,
I'm so sorry. I forgot totally that you have other callers. I'm so sorry. I just... Was reaching for you, and thank you for being patient with me.
I really wish you had someone to talk to, somebody
that could.
No friends.
You got to make some connections. The internet has a lot of
people and churches.
I have just one friend. I've been. I don't want to go even there. I don't need anybody. I just want my son back. I just want to see my son to have his eyes open, his ears open, so he could see who's doing what, who's saying what.
Well, pray. You know, let there be a miracle.
Oh, I'm doing that. Believe me, I'm doing that. I'm very, very spiritual. But I'm at the point that nothing helps me anymore. That's it.
Well, prayer and faith should... you know, keep you going at least a little bit.
Well, plus it's all you got. It's all anybody has sometimes, not just you. I mean, you got as in you and us people that are going through things like that. That's supposed to be enough. It depends on what kind of faith and what you believe in and stuff like that. Real quick, Rebel card reading before we move on. The subject is love.
Thank you very much.
Get some, give some. It will cheer you up.
Very good. That is true.
So I think it's a matter of finding somebody that you can communicate with.
It's the holidays coming now. She's likely going to try to, you know,
I would assume the worst.
Do more mean things towards you. Maybe you could try to reach out to those in your community, and it helps you to help others.
Yeah.
So maybe you could do some. Go to the hospital and hold some babies. They look for people to volunteer to rock the babies.
Yeah, it's a big vetting process nowadays because of all criminals and stuff. That won't happen anytime soon.
Well, I'm just suggesting that there are things.
But there's something similar. Some people like to go and maybe foster care pets if you love pets. You know,
or daycare centers will often take in volunteers.
Or go. It depends on what you like. Sometimes some people like to go and just sit down on a bench and watch children play at a playground if it cheers them up. You just got to find that thing that help you vent on this. We got to go.
Yeah, I'm sorry,
I'm
Hannah.
I'm 68 and I'm disabled. I'm 68 and I'm disabled. After my clinical death, I became disabled.
I'm really sorry for your situation, but you are not alone. I wish I could tell you how many have called into this show that their children have changed, where they don't want to talk to them.
Well, people were talking about
it.
People have been commenting on Facebook. This one,
yeah,
let me see, who was it? It was Where is she?
Well, they,
Mary. Mary said.
Brothers, relatives, yeah. Right? I don't think anybody is like me all by herself at this age.
Mary, Mary had said her son had a baby, and she's only seen him for 10 minutes in the last 6 weeks.
You see?
So.
I want to tell you, though, a lot of times we have to change our way of thinking. My dear, I'm only 2 years younger than you. Okay?
You're not disabled.
I'm not disabled. But I am just saying, try not to think of yourself as that there's nothing left. You still have a lot in you.
Yeah, you gotta, the glasses, your glass is too half empty. You have to somehow figure out a way to make it
yeah.
happen. Well, I'm not saying you can just hit a switch.
No.
Because we feel for you, and our heart goes out to you, but we feel that you've got to somehow find a way to snap out of it.
For yourself.
Because this isn't going to change overnight.
Eventually, your son is going to come to you
but
because he can't live in this anymore.
But it's not going to be tomorrow.
No, it will be sometime.
If he's under a spell.
No, we are talking. He's calling me every single day. But after they left this, I'm not telling him anything, nothing, because it's useless. No, why should I tell him when he believes everything she's telling her?
You shouldn't waste your breath on that. Yeah, you're right. You should. You
so
could. You could just say. You could just
I
say. I can't talk to you.
Way. Nothing works. Nothing. And the worst part is that because I'm on disability, I'm totally depending on my son with my financials. He's helping me with finances. But
That is something positive
Boy,
that he's doing, though.
Yeah.
So there is one positive out of all that negative.
You might try to support him just by letting him know how much you love him.
I love you, and I appreciate how you're helping me.
Yeah, and anything. I think maybe a counselor could help too for you. Someone that could just call and talk on the phone with you. I wish I could stay with you, but we do have people waiting.
And you can call back, though.
Yes,
you know, we do lots of shows. Keep on calling back.
Jim and I will pray for you too.
And you should use. Oh, I don't know what your beliefs are, but you should
you're
do that.
Welcome. All right. Take care. Yeah, it's hard sometimes.
It is. All right.
I'm glad that people.
Yes, a lot of people can sympathize.
That on Facebook.
I
wanted to say to them, I'm really glad that you are inputting, you know, having feedback. Why are you making faces?
I was right in the middle of speaking.
Well, I had something important to say. Really grateful for their. Yeah.
Okay. 443, Maryland, 443, you're the next caller.
Hello,
are you here?
Friends. Yes.
All right. Is this Suzanne?
Hello.
It is.
Well, awesome. Yeah, Suzanne has been in the room pretty early watching us live. She's been in here a long time.
How are you doing?
I have been. I'm great. I'm doing really good.
Glad to hear it.
Okay, cool. What
and
you
I
got cooking?
Just calling for an update, just to, you know, check in and see what you can tell me.
The old updates. We got you. Are you on the road again?
I am.
Look, that's cool. Well, it's not so bad, but I just wanted to make sure, because sometimes it's weird. Sometimes you don't know if somebody's driving. It almost has that airplane sound a little
bit.
Yeah,
it does.
But it's not loud. We're not freaking out or anything.
I wish I were flying.
Fly well, do you? I don't know. I remember every time I'm flying, I wish I wasn't. Stupid ass airline. But anyway, let's go back to your reading. Yeah. I know what you meant, though, because of the travel. That's one thing nice when you fly, you're going somewhere fast.
Yeah.
You know, you can't pull that off in a car. All right, well.
You know, I've got to say something here. And Suzanne, I'm putting your cards down.
Yeah, your cards are going
but
down.
But I'm feeling rather upset from the previous caller. And one thing I think is that all these young people out there that are beginning their families and raising them up, you need to remember how important grandparents are.
Or our parents and grandparents both.
And the only, well, no, I'm saying those are the parents. Oh, the parents of the grown children.
Sure.
Exactly.
And they have grandparents, too, the grown children, too. Yeah, exactly. I'm just saying. But you know what? You know how it is. You remember the age. Selfish, selfish, selfish. It's a me, me, me age.
Yeah, but I was raised in an age when you respected and loved your grandparents. You did, too.
Yeah, but you still focused on yourself.
Well.
But anyway, go back to the cards.
I'm just saying. You're missing out on a great opportunity. And these young wives, I don't hear of young husbands saying she can't see the baby or, you know, it's, I don't know.
It's like different women typically abused by control like that. And you guys are usually verbal or physical abusers. So everybody's doing something wrong. Well, not at the same time. I mean, when people are doing something wrong, they have different ways, I think. What do you got?
All right. Well, I wanted to know if the rest of, say the month and into the next month would be very good and pleasant for you. And oh, absolutely it is.
Nice.
I'm perceiving that around the first of the year, you might start doing some writing. And you may think,
okay.
I'm not even a writer. But I think that you have many insights that you ought to share with the public. I really do. I mean, first with yourself. You do it right on a computer in a special file.
Yes.
Okay.
Great. So make their own little blog site.
And the only wrinkle here that I see is something coming up that's going to cause your husband to become angry. And it looks as though it's a change in his, something pertaining to his life.
Hmm.
A change.
But you can't nail it down?
Well, I'm wondering, is he still working?
Yeah, kind of.
Well, I'm wondering if he's going to be, I don't know, retired early or, but I feel like something's coming around the bend and it's going to
he's
really.
He's looking for another job.
Well, there you go. That's it.
Mm.
So we've got, okay, we've got that nailed then. Yeah, and I think feel he's hiding. He may be showing you and venting, but I think he's hiding a lot of deep anger. In, okay. Inside himself. And not that I see something terrible will happen because of that, but it
he's just pissed.
Everybody seems to be having trouble. If you've been listening to our show, all these people are struggling to get a job, a good job.
The ones that call in, I mean, people that are having great jobs don't call in and ask about them.
No, but it seems like there's quite a wave of people having difficulty becoming productively and, you know, financially.
Well, it's like COVID is like taking a rock and throwing it into a calm pool.
Yeah.
Right? COVID's over. The rock's gone, but now you get all the waves screwing
everything
up. And it's going to take a long time for that all to even back out again.
But I feel that he's going to land something he'll really like, but he might be a bit of an ogre over the holidays if it doesn't come before that. So,
yeah, and they're here almost.
Bah humbug, that kind of thing.
He's sort of a curmudgeon on a good day.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, love him, but he's,
We got you. You know who you know who you married. You know, they have their
personality.
Yeah. Right, yeah, they are who they are.
And
right? You can't
and he's going from a job where he's like kind of a big wheel to a semi-retirement job that is... Like, you know, just local, where he's always traveled, he's always run companies and stuff, and now he's probably going to have to do something like work at BJ's or Costco or, you know, something like that, and he thinks that's, like, beneath him.
Yeah.
But,
some people love that when they retire.
Yeah, I think he will love it, but he doesn't believe that.
Some people do because it's like, okay, I'm going to make a little money, but I'm going to talk to people and... give my experience, and you know, I have no pressures. Nobody's making me meet deadlines on something. But you're right.
You're right.
He probably just doesn't know it yet, like you said.
And I do think
that
you're right. Yeah, go ahead.
I know where she's going.
Yeah, I said he thinks he's being a schmuck, like, because he's not doing something.
Yep. I understand.
You know?
I could see that too. Some people embrace it differently, but hopefully, maybe, like you said, once he gets a taste of it, he'll be like, "Oh, this is kind of cool."
And you know, that's the thing. We all have to remember that adjustments and changes are going to come, you know, often when we don't want them.
Well, it's almost always.
It's a part of our lives.
It is. It pisses people off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because...
Your average person doesn't like change. Average person does not like change. They get comfortable, especially as we get older. You've had a routine for like a gazillion years. That change could make you very uncomfortable.
I think it's hard on men too.
He's very specifically has a routine.
See?
Yeah.
Some people thrive on it, and then, you know, some people don't like routine, and a lot of times they go from job to job because they just like the change.
Yeah, I love change.
Right, yeah. Some people don't want to do a job for 20 years, no matter how fun it is. They say, all right, this was cool for 3, 4, 5. It's time for another one.
Well, yeah. I want you to know the call is coming. The call or the email is coming. That you will be relieved and he will be happy.
Alrighty, here, stand by for your Rebel card reading.
Subject, okay.
You got a feeling you just can't shake, and they wanted me to say it that way with a little period.
Oh, did they?
Yep. That little voice inside you, listen to that stuff.
Stuff?
Listen to that shizzle.
Shizzle, yeah. Oh, that's a good card. Isn't it?
It might be about, you know, that little voice where this is all eventually going to pan out fine, but just right now it sucks for him and her.
Yeah, he's got a lot on his mind. Maybe he's burdening himself with too many worries.
Probably.
You know?
Well, like she said, he loves routine.
Yeah.
He loves his routine that he's had forever, and now he's out of his happy space. So he's going to be pissed for a long time, or till he gets into a new happy space.
He's a guy that needs to be always engaged with something. You know, he's not a sit around kind of guy.
Yeah, he's not.
Ever.
He doesn't want to sit and count paperclips.
No, and I'll tell you what, this is a lesson in patience for him, and it's a tough lesson.
Well, especially it's one thing to learn lessons in patience when you're 25 or 30, but when you've been around the block a few times, you kind of don't want to learn lessons after a while when you get older.
He's 18 years older than I am.
Oh, okay.
And it's a reminder we should all try to embrace that, but that's easier said than done.
Yeah,
you're right.
It's easy to say from here on this side of the microphone.
Yeah, isn't it?
All right, Suzanne, thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.
I do think things will get better once he's on the job. Okay. Thank you.
Well, at least you know what to expect and how to deal with his unhappiness, at least. That helps.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you again.
Thank you.
We shall talk again.
Uh-huh. Yes.
All right. Who's on my list? I'm not Santa Claus by any means. All right. We're going to... Aha. This person must have got dropped or had something come up. Or at least this area code was on here earlier. We're going to 520 in Arizona. 520.
Hello.
Oh, hi, guys. It's Lisa from Arizona. Hi.
Were you on earlier and you had to disconnect or something?
You know, I was getting my internet connected because I just moved. Yeah. And so the installation guy was
You got to hang up on everything for internet. Oh, we're with you.
He was interfering with my psychic call.
I'd hang up on anything. If I was talking to the president, I'd be like, gotta go. Sorry, Mr. President.
It's like all a lifeline.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Everything.
Yeah. Especially, go ahead. Nowadays, a lot of people, real quick before you, we're going to give you a lot of time. Don't worry. Especially nowadays, a lot of people don't even bother with regular TV. They get TV through the internet.
Know.
So if your internet's down, you can be double screwed.
Well, look at us. We paid for a long time for that landline in the house. We don't even use it. We're just waiting for the contract.
It's going to auto-renew, so you will.
I took care of that.
Okay. All right. Let's get back to her reading. She held and had to come back.
Tell us, Lisa.
Hook us up.
Well, I just wondered, I'm going to go to Farmer's Market again tomorrow, and that's when I had the encounter, the surprise encounter with the negative stuff. How's it going to be for me tomorrow? I'm going by myself. I'm going to ride my bike. I'm going to have a good time. I've made up my mind. Do you see it being positive?
Okay, well, that's a good question.
That is a really good.
And it's very specific.
And
that's
especially
awesome.
Especially since you had a difficult experience.
Especially since she had a, interesting the last time around there at the farmer market. Yep.
It was a surprise. It just blindsided me. I didn't expect it.
Right. So now you're wondering if there's going to be a deja vu on this next trip to the farmer's market
or not.
Yeah. Red.
Yeah, not really matters.
I don't know. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yes, Lisa.
Yeah,
I thought she had a comment.
No, I'm here. I'm here. That would be my question, you know, that.
That's a place of some drama for you.
Well, it was that one time.
Yeah.
Hopefully not.
She does not want that kind of drama.
You just go on your bike and you enjoy the day and don't give it a thought because you could actually draw, you know, some of that back into your day.
If you think about it too hard, you may make it happen.
It's almost like you become a magnet to bring out undesirable. Yeah,
negative energy goes, hey, there's somebody wants us.
Yeah. So, it looks absolutely wonderful for you.
So you just whip in there with a wheel, come in there on a wheelie.
You're very soon going to meet a new man. And it's sooner than I thought previously.
Is it a mighty good man?
It's a mighty good man. He's going to be very relationship minded. And I always feel when I'm... Now, you lost your husband, yes?
Long-time partner.
That's right. Your husband comes through in your cards and is so close to you and wants so much for you to be happy and to not be alone. So I'll tell you, sometimes I wonder if he's conjuring this up for her or if he's got his hand on some man's shoulder.
It does depend on how far you believe in the abilities of that. Yes, you're right.
Because I have seen that before.
Sure.
One thing, under Sure to Come True, please watch your money. And money can involve credit cards, identity.
Property.
Oh, my God. You've told me this. This is the second time you've told me. This is scaring me.
It hasn't happened, so you obviously must be doing something.
Yes, be very vigilant.
Don't give up.
If you carry like a purse or a pocketbook, don't turn your back on it. You know, keep checking on your bank account and things like that to make sure that nobody's hacking you. And with it under Sure to Come True, it just means that it's real close to you. And as long as you remain conscious of this, you know, it won't happen to you. So I just thought I'd mention that to you. But, yeah, you're going to have
a
great day tomorrow. And don't give anybody the power to ruin your day, you know?
Right. Yeah. Go in there. Go flying in there on that bike.
You know, Deborah, I wanted to tell you about that other caller that was – I can relate because I have troubles with my son. But, you know, if she goes to a senior center or just goes to a church just to talk, they'll turn her on to where she can get more support in that direction. You know, it'll be free.
Yep.
So
yep.
She needs I to hope start.
She's
so
meeting. Thank you. And I'm hoping she's out there still listening because I'm unable to contact her. That's where I felt at a loss. I didn't know where to encourage her.
She feels that she has no other resources out there except her son, and that's not true, but we were trying to feed her little things that you could do. I mean, there's advocacy places out there. There's places that'll come and get you if you're disabled. I mean, there's, like you said, there's a lot of resources out there.
Resources. She, you know, if, you know, like Meals on Wheels, they'll tell her where the support groups are that are free for her age group.
Sure.
That's what she needs.
Because there are
other people in the same situation.
Yep. 100% agree.
So, darling lady, if you're out there and you're listening, please, please try to take a step. All right.
Yeah, she's not holding anymore,
and
but she can still be listening on the internet.
All right, well, Suzanne, we're going for your... And thank you for that information.
These are tied together, so I'm going to give my first ever double rebel card reading.
Okay, double rebel.
That's all, folks. All right, here we go. The first one is rebel, because F it.
Yeah,
and rebel. The second one is F fear. It will lie to your face. I think these are both about her farmer market trip.
I do.
I think it's like, you know what? Go with a cocky attitude. I dare that son of a bitch to show up, you know?
You mean that guy with
that
the...
That guy, yeah.
You know...
Oh, hit him with a freaking pineapple. You know,
me, I'm kind of snarky. I'd be passing him by saying, that's fine. I don't say hi to assholes either.
Right.
So...
You know what? I'm going to be busy checking all my money here.
Well, just
checking
to
see that nothing's being stolen.
Right. Exactly. We do it regularly ourselves.
And it might not necessarily be about counting your money. It's just making sure things are in a secure place and you're being secure online. You're being secure when you interact with maybe strangers or business people. That's mainly. I don't think unless you have like millions of dollars stashed under your mattress. I think it's something more different than that. And if you do, where do you live? No, just kidding.
It's funny. Have a good weekend, and I know we'll hear from you again real soon.
Indeed,
yeah,
we should.
You all have a good weekend.
And
thank you.
I hope you're happy with your internet.
Yes.
Oh yeah, I am.
Ah, of course. You got to hang out with the internet. If some of the any kind of utility internet is showing up, and you know that if you don't take care of that, you might have to wait another day, two, three, four.
Oh gosh, yes.
You're hanging up. There are no ways around that.
Okay.
Excuse me. Let's see. Next color. Cool. We usually go to this state quite a bit. This is the first time I think we've been there. We're going to area code 347 up in the state of New York. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Hello.
Hi. How's it going?
Glad to have you with us.
Yeah. What's happening?
And what is your name?
My name is Linda.
Linda. Hi. Have you called us before, Linda? I think so, too.
So it's been a little while, most likely.
So tell me. Hello. What's on your mind? Hard to hear her, kind of.
What's on my mind?
What's on your mind?
Work. Work and relationship. You know?
Relationship?
Yeah.
Work and relationship, is that what you said?
Yes.
Are you working now?
Yes.
Are you on speakerphone or Bluetooth?
No, I have my headphones. Is it too low? Should I put closer?
Do you have you have your headphones, but the headphones that have the microphone built into them?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Right now it's perfect. Whatever you did is good.
Okay. I was asking, are you working now?
Yes, I'm working.
Okay.
But would you like to have something better?
Yes. I would love to have something better.
I'm sure.
Are you actively pursuing something better? Or are you just thinking about it?
I've been thinking about it for other times, yeah.
Okay.
Well, then that's active. That's cool. And what was the other part?
Relationship.
Do you have a relationship that you're in that you want to know about, or are you just looking to see if there's one coming?
I'm talking to someone right now, so I will call it a relationship.
Okay, so she's got something. She's in a relationship, but okay.
Is she in a one?
So it's something current, right?
Yes.
Okay, so it's current. All right, so there we go. We got and other people out there, that's a good way to, if you want to get two questions, ask them both before the cards go down.
Yeah, that's true.
That's beautiful. Beautiful. She did it very well. All right, cards are going down. Charlie Brown, what do you got, Deb?
Well, what I've got here is it's very likely that you can land a good job, but at first it's going to seem like not much more money than what you're making now. But this new job has a strong potential that it's going to grow into something much more. So I feel that there's going to be good benefits and, it's like you have to work your way up, but it's better than where you're at.
Yeah, sometimes people get a job that you know is already a dead end. You can never go further.
And this isn't going to be one of them.
Right, and then there's other jobs where it's like, well, I'm not really making more, very little more, but there's a lot of potential.
It's a start.
It's a foot in the door.
And that's a really good thing, to mm-hmm. have a good start it after is. All everybody's been through.
Sure.
And then as for the relationship,
I'm laughing at this.
Oh, it's only because I'm wondering, are you interested in marrying this one?
This relationship.
I don't know. I just met him.
You just met him?
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's brand spanking new.
Oh, I think this could lead you to marriage. Seriously. It looks good for you. Okay. I mean, I think this could turn into something very permanent for the future, like marriage. You know, things are changing so much in this world.
Yeah.
Like a lot of younger people don't even believe in marriage. They'd rather have like a negotiable
What's going on in the background? You got a lot of background stuff.
Somewhere. So anyway.
I'm sorry. That's my work pass.
What? You've got a good future.
I didn't hear what it was.
Just keep going forward. And this new person in your life, I think this could turn into your partner in marriage. Okay? And thank you for that.
Okay.
Okay, we got another card for you. Just a minute.
Rebel card reading. It says you are loved. You're here for a reason. Don't F it up.
Yeah. You've got good instincts.
Yeah, I think that's a rebel card way of saying you're be positive.
Yeah,
even if you're feeling negative, be positive. You're here for a reason, is what it's trying to say.
Yeah, you're going somewhere.
You're
great.
Yeah. You're good, though.
I feel a year from now you're going to be in that permanent relationship, and you're going to have a great job. So we give you our blessings.
We do indeed.
And hope you call us again.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. You too.
Thank you very much. Thank you for holding.
We're getting right near the end.
We're getting near the end, but I extended it a little bit. This is a Friday, Deb. I'm going to open the door real quickly just for a very tiny little 20-second window. Anybody needs a messenger. We had a couple inquiries. Inquiries? Well, that's even the right word.
Inquiries.
Inquiries. A couple of folks that said they were interested in messenger, but that was a long time ago. And we're sorry, but when it's one of those nights where people jump in hard on the phone, we got to get through a lot of the ones that held for a long time.
Well, it's Friday.
Before
too.
We open the floor. So the window is going.
And?
Gone. Sorry, folks. All right. Moving on to our next color. We're going to 631.
Okay.
Still in the state of New York. 631. Welcome
Hi.
To the show.
It's Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne.
Oh, the other Suzanne.
You are our professional application filler outer.
The go getter. Yes. The one.
No,
I'm not
filling it anymore. I got a position. I could start it, but it's really not enough money. So it's really strange that I had my neighbor came over today, and she says, oh, this certain bus company is hiring. So I called them, and then I was talking to a man who's online. I'm going to meet him Wednesday for lunch or breakfast, and he worked for a bus company. I don't know if that's an omen, but I was thinking I had to take the other job, but it's a teacher aid job, but it doesn't pay for the breaks and the holidays or anything. You just get paid when you work.
You remind me of another caller that we get from Arlington, Virginia. She's been pounding the pavement for a job she wants, but she took a job that was less just so she
You know, but I don't want to keep taking it because then I have to keep taking, you know what I'm saying? Well, do you think I have to take that one, or do you see any of these bus companies calling?
You're meeting with the...
Of them tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow?
No. Tuesday morning. Schools are closed on school. School.
Yeah, they're closed.
I knew schools were closed, but I didn't know that necessarily the employment folks would keep going.
I thought she said Wednesday.
So I just figured that when they're looking for bus drivers that they would do so on weekends too, but okay. It does make sense.
Well, I don't know. It's a it's a bus monitor, not a driver. But Tuesday I have Wednesday is the date that I have, but he just happens to work for a bus company as a bus driver. Tuesday I have to fill the paperwork out for the teacher aid job.
You got a lot of stuff going on. It almost gives me a headache.
As a bus monitor,
I have a blind date on Wednesday, and I'm filling out paperwork to work on a Tuesday, and I'm working as a lunch monitor, and then I'm applying for bus company jobs. That's nothing.
Just another day in her life.
She's a go-getter, and where is she? New York. You know, there's a lot of them up there.
Well, you almost have to be a go-getter in some of those places, or you're going to get laid to waste.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Huh. Did you say that just to be sure that I'm clear, you called the bus company, and what did they say?
They were going to talk to the manager. I didn't get a call back, though. I called about 3 o'clock because my friend came over, my neighbor, and said, I just applied to this bus company. She knocked on my door because we talk.
Yeah.
And then about a half an hour ago, I talked to a gentleman that I'm going to meet online. We just met, dating. We're going to meet for breakfast just to see if we like each other. And he's a bus driver for a different company. I don't know if that's an omen for 2 days in a row talking about bus companies.
I got it now. Too.
Wow, maybe he's got some pull at the bus company. Maybe.
That's why she wants to see if there's something more to that.
Well, I hope he doesn't,
Wednesday.
You know, I hope you guys could start out as friends so he could do a little something for you and get you in the door, you know, but I think you're not going to be sure how you feel about him.
Okay. Okay, well, that's 50% of that question, okay.
And I'm worried that you're going to have to go for that,
the teacher aid job.
I'm afraid you may have to do that.
But obviously that's not going to be forever.
No, it wouldn't be. It'd be a stepping stone until you get the one you really want.
And she has to get out of that job because there's so many things where she won't get paid.
Yeah.
Got a lot of time off.
I don't want to keep taking jobs and getting rid of them and stuff because I have no place to apply to. It's like you don't see any of the bus companies calling me for an interview.
Well, your cards are kind of stalled out. I know that sounds very frustrating. But I'm getting a long-range view that you are actually going to be sitting pretty. It's just going to take a few months. I wouldn't be surprised you're going to meet the man that you're going to actually have a future with. And I see you moving away. You're relocating. And it'll be wonderful.
I don't really want to move away.
Well,
what you want and what you get are two different things in life.
Well, you don't love him yet either, so that could be a big difference, you know.
That's true. If right now, like she said, you haven't met that person, you don't know the situation, you don't know the feelings yet, right? So right now, you're thinking, no, I don't want to do that.
If I could pull a rabbit out of a hat for you right now, I would do that so that you could have a job and start feeling better about everything. But you get dates. I mean, we get a lot of callers from women that can't get it. They couldn't scare up a date.
Well, no, I really haven't. I haven't met any of these people. They just talk and say they're going to meet, but I haven't met them.
Okay.
So you almost get lots of dates.
Almost.
I'm trying to be my asshole here, damn it. All right? Give me a break.
All right. Give her her card.
I am looking for a rebel card. Okay, all right, believe it or not, I think this is, I think she's pretty positive, but I think this is trying to reinforce her to be positive.
All right.
Because it says winning.
Winning.
It says, actually, you have a good thing going, just don't ruin it. So I'm thinking it's trying to say is like you're not getting exactly what you want right now, but it sounds like it's saying you're on the right path.
Yeah, and you're not living in a box under a bridge, are
you?
Well,
you might end up having to take that shitty-ass teacher aid job, and it doesn't pay enough and it blows, but you're going to keep on plugging for what you want.
I think you'll get what you want. Might not happen till January.
Yeah, the holidays are coming soon. With all the holidays are coming soon, so.
And then the kids will
schools are shutting down left and right for all these different holidays.
Yeah, so.
When you end up, so that teacher aid job isn't going to do you well during the holidays, but,
Is Suzanne taking us out to the end of the show? Well, I'm sorry, folks. You're going to have to wait till tomorrow. Suzanne has
all
to
right,
be our
thank
last.
You, thank you. Bye.
All right. You have a great weekend if you can, all right? Take care. And the others that are waiting, we're going to be here again tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern and 4 p.m. Pacific. I just can't stay on longer. But when the timing is right, you'll be right there in line. That's what I always think when people have been, you know, waiting to get on the air and they don't. But then the next day or the day after, all of a sudden, they're right there front and center. So I want to thank you all very much. Oh, yeah. Well, let's all try and have a nice, restful weekend, shall we?
The show is over. Say goodbye.